all of you here, glad to be at church. Thank you for your prayers, and please pray for my wife. She is really having it right now. Appreciate your faithfulness, church. The whole time I was laying there, I said, Lord, out of all the days, there's 365 days out of the year. I would have been sick any of those other ones. He didn't give me a choice, so he just showed himself faithful on your behalf. And I thank you, church, for your faithfulness. Thank you for being in your place and taking care of things that need to be cared for. 1 Corinthians 11, we're going to read verses, let's just read verse 1 and 2 tonight and go on home. How about that? New chapter, a lot to cover, a lot of things to go over in this here chapter, in some deep stuff. Verses 1 and 2, let's go. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. Let's read that first phrase in verse 3. But I would have you know. Would have you know. As we go through here, we're going to notice that there was some disorder in the church at Corinth. A lot of people read through the book of 1 and 2 Corinth and don't really grasp the fact that Paul is correcting a lot of problems that was inside the church at Corinth. Well, preacher, how'd they have problems? Well, they were made up of people, sinners saved by grace. And being the pattern, there had to be some correction, some molding, and some fixing of the pattern so that we after would have a perfect pattern to follow. We have no excuse as a local New Testament church on how to not to follow Scripture, because the Bible is forever settled and we have it in our language. We can read it. You think about all the known languages there are that does not have a Bible. Well, if you want there to work and to operate in their environment where they had no Scripture, it would be like when the Apostle Paul came. There'd have to be a whole lot of Holy Spirit movement that would help guide and direct, and he's well able and capable. And the finished product should be, after some time, would be that God would work through his people and bring about a written word so they would have it to follow. But there's a lot of places that do not have a translation to read from. So therefore, when you go there to plant a church, you're going just like the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul said, hey, be ye followers of me. Be ye followers of me. Now, I've looked around at the world lately. There's not a whole lot of folks that in the secular world worth even following for a second, dear friend. But they're the ones that get all the attention. I mean, they get all the focus on them, and rightly so, they're the devil's counterfeit. They're the ones that the devil's going to highlight and spotlight and say, hey, this. You think about young men in football. Out of all the football players that get in trouble, what's the hot spot that's got the most, if that person gets in trouble, he gets the most broadcast, the most media, the most coverage? Quarterback? Huh? In the position, I would believe it would be the quarterback. You know how look, Johnny Manziel got in trouble over the summer, won the Heisman Trophy. Now this season he's having is much better than the one he's having last year, but he won't win another Heisman. I don't believe he'll win it because of the off-season stuff that took place. But think about how many other football players that got in trouble. Let me tell you something. The devil will take and highlight special people because kids want to follow. I'm telling you, nobody wants to emulate an offensive lineman. How many offensive linemen, you know, people got poster boards of offensive linemen inside in their bedroom? It's quarterbacks, running backs, it's defensive physical people that do. Let an offensive lineman get in trouble. You don't even hear about it. I'm going to tell you something. Be ye followers of me, Paul says. I wonder right now in our life, could we say that? Be ye follow me. Where would people end up? If I said to you, hey, follow me, Chucky, follow me. Where would Chucky end up following me? We need to ask ourselves a serious question, because you understand something. The church of Corinth did not have a written, by a closed, canonized scripture that they could say, hey, Paul, you're messing up. A lot of the world never, ever take the Word of God and examine somebody by it. They look at them. They say, I'm going to follow them. Now ask just for a moment. Not going to point anybody out. Because this little verse, when I was going over it and getting ready and preparing, be ye followers of me. But it doesn't stop there. It says, even as I also am of Christ. Where would our life lead people? Because whether we like it or not, people are following us. It doesn't matter. Stop following me. I don't want you following. Leave me alone. Go your own way. I'm a Scrooge. Get away from me. They're going to follow you. And we as children of God should be pointing people to Christ and leading them to Christ and guiding them and edifying and building up and pointing and provoking and getting people closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said, follow me. Ask yourself, because I've asked myself as I've studied. Brother Johnson, where am I leading people? Where am I leading people? Hold your place there and flip over to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. Apostle Paul's writing again. He says, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Brethren, be followers together of me. Mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. We're lacking leaders, dear friend. And I'm talking spiritual leaders. I'm talking about people who would rather count it lost and Christ gain. I'm talking about some point men and women. You understand when I say point men and women? You know when that squad of Rangers drop down out of that helicopter, that airplane, and they land on that foreign soil, and they parachute in there, not bungee cord, what is it that go down repel down into the depths of the enemy territory. Listen, they don't huddle up there all in one. They got a point man that gets out there in the middle, in the front, and they're out behind him, scattered out back there, and they have a place they must get to. Know what that point man saying? Follow me. Follow me. What if he reads the map wrong? What if he don't know how to properly calculate and formulate with his compass an azimuth and get to the proper point? I'll tell you a story of what happened to me. I was in stationed in Greece and became an E4. They promoted me to corporal, and before you could go to E5, you had to go to a primary leadership development course. And the only place they had it in Europe was in Germany. And as I went to class, they flew me over to Germany, and we met up, and they got us in the class. There was over 500 of us. And part of the class was map reading. You had to know how to read a map. You had to know how to get your squad from point A to point B. Well, they drop you off, and they had marked out there in this here, probably in a 4 mile, 5 mile radius, four different points. And you had to go to each point and get, and there would be a marker, a big marker. And maybe it'd be A1, the next marker would be Z2, the next marker would be T3, and you'd have to come back, and you had to get them in order. It wasn't good enough, Brother Johnson, just to find all four of them. You had to get them in order. So if they gave me a piece of slip of paper that told me to get this point, and finish up back at the finishing point, and I came back and I had all four of them, but I had two of them I had got out of order, I failed the test. Well, it came time for us to do that, and they passed out everybody's slip of paper early in the morning, cold as it could be in Germany. And they said, go get them, boys, and we took off. You know what happened, Brother Johnson? They gave half of us the wrong test. It was for another course. By accident. They picked up the folders. Somebody had laid out the folders for the next class. The next class was supposed to get this folder. So half of us are out there wandering around in the woods. There's no markers. It's timed. You know what the Army said when we got back? Sorry. It was a bad, bad mistake. You failed. Put you on an airplane, flew you back. What happened? They gave us the wrong information and we still failed. This is the moral of the story. I might give somebody the wrong information. They're still going to wind up at the wrong place, and it's going to be on their hide and not on mine. Why? They have a Bible. You have a Bible. We are not walking around in dark as English-speaking people. We have no excuse to follow heresy. No excuse to follow off into the darkness, into the blind, leading the blind and falling off into ditches. Follow me even as I follow Christ. So we got our squad out there. Lock Haven Baptist Church is moving along. And man, we're going because the pastor should be out front. Leading the first shall be last. The last shall be first. Hey, there's too many pastors staying home when they should be in the battle. That's not a good thing to say when I was just at home this week. But you know what got David in trouble? If David had his hind leg out there in battle instead of staying home, he wouldn't have gotten in trouble. So we're following along, we're going, and we're navigating this world. I'm telling you, it's a fight out there. We're in a spiritual battle. And pastor's going this way, and y'all follow me even as I'm in Christ. And all of a sudden, hold up, pastor, just a minute. You're kind of going off a little bit right there. What you mean? Well, let's look at the Bible. Let's see what the Bible says. Follow me even as I am in Christ. You have to check up. Study to show yourself approved. A workman. that needeth not be ashamed. That's why I'm totally against pew Bibles. I'll tell you again, I'm against pew Bibles. Do you know what happens? You get in the habit of coming to church using a pew Bible and you never use your Bible. You know what David said when he went up against Goliath? Saul threw that armor on him. He said, man, I can't use this. It ain't been tried. He took that armor off and got his equipment. You got to be familiar with your sword. Another thing what happened is, if you're used to using the pew Bible and only reading the pew Bible, you won't have no Bible study time at home. Well, preacher, not. I'm just telling you, I am against them. You can have them, put them out there. Matter of fact, we can put them here at the church if that's what the church desires. But I'm telling you, it is a handicap to personal growth. Think about how many Christians take home, put their Bible in their car, and never take it inside the whole week and never open it up. Think about your own self. I think about times in my life whenever I got so busy. Hey, man, it's Tuesday and I haven't even touched the Bible. Well, I'll get to it tonight. Something else happened. It's Thursday. Man, I hadn't touched the Bible. It's okay. It's just, 4 days. I'll get over it. I'll get back into the habit. Follow me even as I am Christ. You know why we need to have that Bible experience and that Bible knowledge? Because we need to know that the person we're following is leading us in the right direction. Ye have us for an example, says Philippians 3:17. Then Paul says in verse 2, now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things. Paul said, I appreciate it. Thank you. But know this. Understand this. Thank you for remembering me. I praise you for that. I appreciate that. Keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. Dear friend, do you understand that the local church has two ordinances? Baptism and the Lord's Supper. And they have been given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The world and its philosophies, churches and religion and denominations have no business whatsoever messing around with baptism and the Lord's Supper. They belong to the Lord. They're His. A commandment that He gave and an example that He set before us. And Paul said, listen, remember. Why should they remember? Because you remember last chapter, you can't sit at the Lord's table and the table of the devil. In this chapter here at the latter end, I think beginning verse 17 on, it begins to deal with the Lord's Supper because there was problems. Matter of fact, just as a peekaboo thing, go on down to verse 17. No, verse 18. Verse 18. For first of all, when you come, are y'all there yet or are y'all still over in Philippians? Amen? Okay, good. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you. And Paul says, I partly believe it. Now look where these divisions lead. Verse 19, for there must be also heresies among you. You know why it's so important for a church to have unity? Have one cord and one in mind, one spirit, following the right person, going the right direction, following the Lord Jesus, the head. You know why? Because when there becomes divisions, heresies creep in. You know what it talks about over in Jude? It talks about how these wicked men have crept in unaware. How many of you have used this analogy? When something is going on in the government, which it seems like all the time, something is going on but nothing for the people. but something's going on. All of a sudden we'll get a news flash that in the Suez Canal, whatever that thing is over there, there's a tension build up. And all the media focuses over there. Then behind the scenes over here, Congress and senators are meeting off at the steakhouse, passing some bills and some friendly tutus and things. And before you know it, everybody's on the sheet of music over here on something like digging like this, like putting holes, bridges underneath the road so turtles can cross under. How in the world did that ever get even brought up on the floor? But yet they've done it. Now, you know what we got to have? We got to have some turtle patrols to direct traffic so the turtles know how to cross under the road. How did that happen? What do they call it? Smoke over here, but the fire's over here. You know how those evil men crept in unaware, Brother Lee? A little bit of division stirred up over here. Before long, they got their buddies. Hey, let me tell you something. Pastor is off his rocker. He is a total dictator. Why? Because he said we could not have the Super Bowl played inside the church. He's against Super Bowl. He's against it. Unaware. They get a division and sneak in. I'm telling you, follow even as he follows Christ. And where would people end up in your Sunday school class if they followed you like chapter 11, verse 1? Brother Jim, where would they end up in their music and godliness and hymns and songs and psalms and spiritual songs? Where were they going to end up if they follow you? Matters. It matters. Paul said in verse 3, but I would have you know, isn't it a good thing that we can know some things? For the last 44 years, I have known that I am a white male. Isn't that amazing? As much as I know that I'm a white male, I can know that I have eternal life because it has been written. You, pray tell, tell me when everlasting life, if you have it, ever ends. If you got it, you got it. If not, the devil has fed us a bunch of lies and hoodwinked us into believing a book that's full of lies. But God said, let every man be a liar and him be found true. He lies not. When he says, I give you eternal life, he meant it. Amen. When he said, no man can pluck you out of my hand, he meant it. Well, preacher, but I can jump out. Have you ever seen the reasoning? You can jump, but no man can pluck you, but you can jump. That's why he says, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. This is your earnest. What? The Holy Spirit of God is my earnest. You know how people get away with teaching that you have to be saved through faith plus baptism? Division, heresy sneaks in. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. You let a preacher, an apostle, a pope, a priest, a prophet, whatever his title may be, forget that Christ is the head and he's going to lead people into damnation. I'd have you to know the head of every man is Christ. Isn't that amazing? The head of every man. That includes pastors, popes, priests, evangelists, prophets, apostles, whatever they want to title themselves. Follow me. Keep in mind, church, as you go out tonight, where are people going to end up by following you? Sobering thought, isn't it? Shook my bones. Said, my soul, I hope they end up at the feet of Jesus. Well, you don't have to hope so. Follow the book and we can know that they'll end up at the feet of Jesus.